Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
We're the 32nd pick in the 2018 NFL Draft. The Baltimore Ravens select Lamar Jackson.
With the 30th pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers select T.J. Watt, linebacker, Wisconsin.
With the 67th pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the New Orleans Saints select Alvin Kamara, running back, Tennessee.
What up, Snapback fam? Welcome back to another episode of the Snapback Sports Pod NFL Draft Series. On this episode, we talk to Kevin Davidson, Princeton quarterback. If Kevin's dad is listening, I want to give him a shout out. Kevin is a super awesome guy. We talked about his relationship with Marshawn Lynch, with Marcus Peters' dad, but also we got into his record-breaking performances at Princeton and why he might be super underrated headed into the NFL draft coming out of the Ivy League. Kevin Davidson hopefully gets scooped up today if you're listening to the release on Friday, April 23rd. If not, some team is going to find a lucky diamond in the rough. Kevin Davidson, Princeton quarterback, Snapback fam, let's get it. Kev, how you doing, man?
Doing great. Appreciate you guys having me and looking forward to meeting the fam.
Awesome. Well, the fam is excited to have you, and I was excited to have you. I texted Abe right before when we were doing our research, and you seem like you might just be a casual Ivy League quarterback, but I did a little digging, and you seem to be like the most interesting man in the world. Like, how does someone like you end up friends with Marshawn Lynch, coached by Marcus Peters' dad? Tell us all about that.
Yeah, so it was a crazy story in high school. I ended up at the local high school in my town called San Ramon Valley. And after my sophomore year, ended up wanting to kind of expand my horizon in the football world. And there was a high school about 40 minutes away in West Oakland, California, called McClymans. And like you said, it's coached by Marcus Peters' dad. And Marshawn Lynch and Josh Johnson and Marcus Peters were around during every one of our workouts in the summer. So it was just an incredible community that I was able to be a part of. And it really grew me as a person. And, you know, it's been just unbelievable to stay in touch with those kids and just a hell of an experience.
Talk to me about what it's like hanging out with a person such as Marshawn Lynch, because he is obviously one of the more, I guess we'll say, out there, for lack of a better word, players we've had in the NFL, obviously one of the more successful running backs of our generation. So is it just you guys shooting the shit, eating Skittles all day? Like, what is a hangout sesh with Marshawn Lynch like?
That's a part of it, but no, it's deeper than that. He's a really smart dude. He went to a Berkeley and had, I think, a really, really quality GPA that no one really knows about. I think he just doesn't really enjoy the media presence. He just thinks that they twist a lot of things, and I can respect that. But once you get him in the room with people he's comfortable around, he's like, I would call him the most interesting man in the world. Just knows so much about, you know, business and things outside of football that no one really understands. And it's also interesting to note that he was going to be our commencement speaker at Princeton for our senior year graduation. So unfortunately that's been canceled because of Corona, or we think it's going to be canceled. They haven't officially done it, but everyone at Princeton was like going bananas because he was going to talk to us for an hour.
I feel like I can just give you his speech right here on the air. Take care of y'all mentals, take care of y'all chicken. That's pretty much everything, everything he would probably outline in his Princeton commencement speech. But I mean, you've had a very interesting journey. You grew up in California, obviously. How on earth does one find their way from California to Central Jersey at Princeton University?
Yeah, good old Central Jersey. It's an interesting place. But
I'm from South Jersey, so it's right by there.
There you go. That's better, though. everyone says there's no such thing as Central Jersey. So,
well, yeah.
But anyway, I transferred to McClymonds and had a great first four games, threw for 21 touchdowns and I think 1,100 yards or something around there. And then every team that we played basically complained that I was there because I transferred from a public school to a public school, and that's kind of against the rules in California. So the state of California actually came after me and ended up suspending me for a year of all high school sports because I went to play basketball there as well. So it's like Bill Russell's high school. So their basketball program has been just incredible for the past 50 years. But yeah, I mean, I got suspended, so that hurt recruiting a lot. So I ended up kind of looking to schools more on the East Coast instead of simply looking in California. I wanted to go to Stanford as a young kid. So started to look at Ivies and took a visit to Florida and got some interest from Missouri and just kind of random schools out East. So that's what kind of expanded my search and ended up at Princeton.
Wow. Love to hear that. So I met her. You've said that you were a hooper in high school. Jack and I previously, when we first started out this podcast, Jack and I both play ball, obviously recreationally, because we talk into microphones and aren't in the NBA. But so who would you say your NBA player comparison is in basketball? Well, what's your style? Oh, what's your game?
Kevin Love. Period.
Wow. Really? Timberwolves Kevin Love or Cleveland Cavaliers Kevin Love?
Timberwolves back in the day.
So 20 and
so you bored like that. You bored like that.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. No one wants to play against me.
There you go.
That's interesting. So I went through your numbers from this past season and you were very impressive. I was most excited about limiting the turnovers because I just always tell people like turnovers from a quarterback are so detrimental. But my favorite number is when you set the Ivy League record for touchdown passes in a game with 7. Against Bucknell, like Abe and I, once again, we talk into a microphone. So we have a lot of experience watching sports and playing video games. And when you used to play NCAA 14, you threw 7 touchdowns. Like you could do that in a video game. No one does that in real life. What did it feel like actually throwing 7 touchdowns in one game?
It was pretty special. And I honestly lost count like at halftime. I don't really. I'm not really.
Wait, how many did you have at the end of the first half?
I think 3 or 4. I think 4. Okay. But it was a close game, so that's why I was able to stay in. I think I got pulled after the. I think a couple minutes into the fourth because we got to like 25 or 30 up. But yeah, no one told me that I broke a record until the end of the game. I didn't even know that was. I didn't know what the past record was. But it was actually a kind of a rocky start to the game. I think we went 3 and out in the first series and then went on a long drive in the second series, but ended up having to punt. So everyone was kind of stressed out. We were down, I think 14-7 at one point. So it wasn't like a close game. And then we just kind of pulled it together and ended up having a nice little day.
I love that. I would love to throw one touchdown in a college game, but 7's not too shabby. So Abe and I enjoy one thing about all the prospects we talk to is we read the scouting reports and we love to pick apart these NFL scouts who just talk about the most irrelevant thing. So I'm reading that you might not have the largest hand. So we talked to someone who didn't have wide enough hips. We talked about hips. We've talked about noses, ears, everything. How much does it bother you when someone doesn't just look at the film and see what you did in your year? And I know people will downplay the fact that it was only a year of film. And then they just want to point to your hand size as if Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow's hands are not as well, than not the largest. Like, what do you think about all of that?
Right. I think it's pretty comical. I mean, even Joe Burrow was quarterback 2 at the combine. I was quarterback 3 as far as alphabetical. So we talked about it quite a bit and he showed me his tweet right when he put it out about him having to retire early because of small hands. So no, it's actually funny because my agents and I talk about it quite a bit, but I have like super long hands and from all the basketball, my thumb just doesn't bend. So the measurement's super small, but the hand size is still pretty damn large. So it's something that all these coaches come up to me and they're like, dude, your hands measure so small, but they're large. So what's going on here?
Okay, so
that's amazing.
So going forward, what are we going to do to increase your hand size? Do we want to order in some very sketchy Russian PEDs? What do we want to do? Because we talked to a few people the other day.
There's got
to
be stretchers. There's got
to
be
one person that narrow hips. So now me and Jack are on a mission to crack the code in terms of widening hips. So what do we think, the three of us, we can put our heads together right now. How do we want to make Kevin's hands bigger?
Great question. I've been thinking about it for forever now. I think, I mean, you put out two good points. The Russian PEDs could, I don't know what that would do, but I guess something.
There's only one way to find out.
Yeah, hire a personal masseuse.
What was the combine experience like? Because I know you were on the edge of whether you would even get an invite, and then obviously you get to go, and then you're near Joe Burrow, who's going to be the number one pick in the draft. Did you get to pick up any tips? And then what else did you learn from just playing and being in Indianapolis?
Yeah, being there was pretty awesome. I think I was the second kid ever from Princeton to go since the combine started. And then just being a 1 year guy, like it was just an awesome experience. I think the Shrine Bowl helped me a lot to get that opportunity. And yeah, I just try to pick up things from everyone. I got close with Herbert and Burrow, some of the other guys that, you know, obviously legendary college football players. So really just, you know, got close with the guys, got close with the wideouts, and made some lifelong friends.
Very cool. So you obviously, there's obviously all the drills that you do during the combine, the measurements, the hand size, which we've touched on, obviously. But there's a lot that goes on behind the cameras in these meetings with individual teams. There's also some very weird stuff that occurs from what we've read in the past, like DK Metcalf taking his shirt off. I'm curious if you had one weird story or weird experience at the combine, maybe a weird question with any team that happened while you were there.
I didn't get as many weird questions. I know some of the other quarterbacks got some questions from like the general manager, head coach, and offensive coordinator. Like, hey, if you were to punch one person in the room, who would it be?
So I like that.
Not really sure how that translates to their draft stock, but nonetheless, like there are some strange questions. But yeah, I mean, the whole experience was a handful. I enjoyed it. But the
no
medicals
pun intended
were
there. I know right. You did it there. I heard
right. But the medicals were quite extensive. It was like two full days, like 8 hours a day, getting MRIs on stuff that you haven't. Like I haven't had any injury since freshman year of high school, and they like
we're knocking on wood over here.
Right. they pulled on my knee like with 80 different doctors, so it was like one of the weirder experiences I've ever had.
What is the correct answer in that situation? You're sitting with GM, you're sitting with a head coach.
Time out, Abe. Kevin, you're sitting on a podcast with Abe and Jack.
Yeah, you didn't get this asked before. Now we'll give it to you now.
Who are New York versus based off voice?
New York versus Philly. I think I'll go with the New York guy.
There we go.
Time out. I live in New York. I'm from Maryland, and you know Philly fans are the worst.
And the
I
guess
yeah, I do. I do.
New best. York fans
Philly
are definitely.
Fans are. That's true. One of my best friends is a big Eagles fan. I definitely like to send him a few.
Yeah, link him up with me. But so obviously, if all goes well, we're gonna have a successful Hall of Fame NFL career. But you've got a lot to go through until then. And obviously you got to get through your rookie year. And I'm curious if this could be a multi-part question. One, is there a quarterback in the NFL right now that you like to model your game after? And two, is there a quarterback that you're most excited maybe to do like a jersey swap for or learn under in your first year? Just throw a couple names at me.
Yeah. So as far as who I try to emulate in my game, I'd say I'm excited to see how Big Ben comes back. I saw the video of him quarantining, and that was quite a sight in itself.
That's a nice but, interview guy there.
right. But no, I, I've always been compared to him since I was a little kid playing quarterback. I just love his pocket presence and how he carries himself in the pocket. And then I think just the preparation aspect of Tom Brady is second to none. And then just the smoothness of like a guy like Ryan Tannehill. I think I really like to try to imitate.
I got to stop you there as a Ravens fan. Big Ben doesn't necessarily have a pocket presence. He just pretty much someone grabs onto him and then he just like carries them on his back and makes a play. Like
that's a hell of a skill though.
Yeah. Oh no, it's incredible. It's probably out of all the quarterbacks I've ever watched, it's the most frustrating to have like Hall of Fame linebacker Terrell Suggs grabbing on his waist and then he'll throw like a 40-yard bomb to Antonio Brown. But I know you're a big film guy and respect Tom Brady, and I think that's awesome. And that's going to take you far in the league, which is exciting. But growing up in Cali, were you a fan of any team specifically?
I was always a Raiders fan. So they had a few good years, and I think they're picking it back up. But now they're leaving Oakland anyway. So that's a tough one. Dagger to the heart. Yeah. But we got to move on, I guess.
So are you saying that you want to be an Oakland Raider or a Las Vegas Raider? Can we get that quote?
It would be interesting. That's for sure. John Gruden. No, I've always grown up watching his quarterback. Right.
The answer to this question is, hey man, I'm just looking for any organization to take a chance on me. I'll be happy to play. Yeah, we don't want that answer.
No, he knows the QB speech. But he's actually giving us his honest reaction. He would love to play for Gruden. We actually have a friend who can come on the pod and do the greatest John Gruden impression. So if you do end up on the team, then we might have to take you through that just so you're prepared for mini camp.
No doubt. I would appreciate that.
All right. So Abe and I have been very excited because we've tested 8 prospects on our own Snapback Sports Wonderlic test. But this is the first Ivy League and the first quarterback we've tested. This will determine essentially your NFL career. So did you take the Wonderlic up in Indy?
I did, yes.
How'd it go?
It went quite well, I think. I think I got through 47 questions, 46 questions.
Okay. All right. Well, most have said we have the toughest test in the world. So if you're ready, Abe will kick it off.
Ready to go?
Yeah, no pressure. Yep, ready to go.
All right. So question number one, a little bit of a pop culture / math question. Obviously, we all know the Kardashian girls, the Jenner girls. If you were to date all of the daughters, so the Kardashian and Jenners, that doesn't include Caitlyn Jenner or Rob Kardashian. If you were to date all of the girls for 6 months each.
Not Chrissy either.
True. How long would it take you to date them all? 6 months, every Kardashian and Jenner girl.
Did it. 6 months each?
6 months each.
Yep.
30 months. Are we including the mom?
30. No, that's correct.
Not including
that's
the
correct.
Mom.
That's correct. Wait, this is amazing. That's the greatest answer of all time. So most people put it into years. I trust you to compute that. But
dude, that was way too much math in my head.
You're calling in and I'm looking at Abe and Abe's reaction. Abe's not a math guy. And that's like the biggest joke on the podcast is he can never do math on air, and you hit him with 30 months, which is the correct answer, and his face was just like shook.
I love that.
That is correct.
I was trying to do the math in my head, but
Abe was about to pull out the calculator. All right, next question. Is an avocado a fruit or a vegetable?
Wow. It's a fruit. It has a seed.
That's correct.
Everyone's saying this seed thing. I didn't even know about all that.
Yeah.
Question number three, and one that people have struggled with, I'd say, for the most part. So if you had $1 for every single country there is in the world, how many Big Macs, standard pricing, you can pick your price of the Big Mac, would you be able to buy?
And just the burger, not the meal, because I know that can fluctuate price. So you have to pretty much price out a Big Mac and divide that into the amount of countries in the world?
So I would say a Big Mac is about $4, give or take. McDonald's is going up in price these days. I think there's 195 countries. So therefore, roughly 50, a little bit less than 50 Big Macs.
Princeton from downtown, the only person we've had to get the correct number of countries and the correct price of the Big Mac. It comes out to 49 Big Macs, but 195 divided by four is a little too tough, obviously for me, let alone a
it's a decimal, but yes. He said under 50. That is, you should have seen Abe and I's reactions. We're like, oh my God.
He got all the right, amount of so countries.
We're 3-0. We're 3-0. Look, we're 3-for-3. We had high expectations. That answer probably exceeded our expectations, but we move on. Let's see if we can stump you. All right. What is heavier, 1,000 pounds of bricks or 1,000 pounds of feathers?
They're the same.
Somebody will get that question wrong, I promise. Somebody will get it wrong. All right, that's a layup. What is longer in terms of measurement, an NFL football or a Subway $5 footlong? And we're going to make it the full footlong, not that BS lawsuit thing that Subway went through.
I believe a footlong is longer.
The perfect streak continues. An NFL ball is 11 inches long.
Right. All right.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Some months have 31 days, others have 30 days, but how many months have 28 days?
Just one, February.
Gotcha.
Ah, let's go. All the months have 28 days.
Wow. Wow, that's quality.
There's a little mental slip up right there. All right, so we're going from Hall of Famer to maybe borderline second ballot Hall of Famer right now. Okay. Next question. You're running in a race and you pass the person that is in third place. What place are you now in?
I feel like this is a trick question.
You would be correct by diagnosing the defense. Now you have to make the right play.
All right. Say it one more time.
You're running in a race and you pass the guy that is in third place. What place are you now in? Or you're playing Mario Kart or something.
Don't throw my.
I would say I'm in third place.
Attaboy.
There you go. Okay. Most people say second because they're thinking third and you pass them, but that's good. All right. This is the toughest question on the test. We've only had one or two people get this right.
One.
Ninth, 10th, 11th, 12th. The word 12th. Spell it. And don't spell it. Spell the word 12. It wasn't that much of a trick question.
And that's 12th or 12th? 12th.
12th, as in like 12th place.
T-W-E-L-V-E?
I think we confused you. The one with the TH on the end of it. Because you spelled 12.
Oh. Right. So like TW. 12 points. Yeah. TWELFTH.
There we go. So I think you've only missed one question.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Last question on the test. Will we make a gold shrine for you or not? It's coming down to this. There is a monkey, squirrel, and a giraffe. They are all racing to the top of a coconut tree. Who will get to the banana first?
How tall is the tree?
We'll call it 30
Let's say
feet
the coconut
tall.
Tree is, yeah, 30 feet
30
tall.
Feet.
30 feet. How tall is the giraffe?
Tall enough.
12 feet.
Okay, 12 feet. I would say monkey because squirrels don't eat bananas.
And I would say, Kevin, unfortunately, you're incorrect, because there is no way for a monkey to retrieve a banana at the top of a coconut tree.
Wow. That's pretty good.
Overall, though, the Big Mac, I'm still just stopped on the Big Mac question. Getting the Big Mac and the spelling 12th is honestly just outrageously impressive. So we commend.
I did win a spelling bee in third grade, I think.
Funny, really? Because I also did a spelling bee in third grade, and I got an eighth place. I got out on the word commercial.
Commercial. Ooh, can you spell it right now, Abe?
Now I can. C-O-M-M-E-R-C-I-A-L.
Okay. And Kevin, what was your winning word in third grade? Do you remember?
Amusement.
Hold on. Let's make Abe spell that right now. I would give him a 30% chance.
A-M-U-S. There an E in this motherfucker or what? Let's say A-M-U-S-E-M-E-N-T-S.
There we go.
Yeah, there is an E.
I was deciding whether or not there was an A. I would beat you in a spelling bee, Jack. Let's get it going, because I'm sick of this. I'm sick of this making me sound like the inferior intellect on this show. Let's get a spelling bee going and put this shit to rest.
We'll have to do the spelling bee when we have Kevin off the air. Kevin, a couple more questions for you, then we'll let you run. Are you a video game player?
A little bit. I used to be more so than I am now.
Now you're just in the film room at all times?
That's right. Right, and a little bit of Madden to keep the coverage.
Okay. So that's fair. Like, that's the best part about playing quarterback is now when you go play Madden, you can say, "Hey, I'm just, you know, I'm working on my game." Because to a degree, it does help. I feel like it would help a little.
It definitely does.
So, other than the occasional Madden game, what and don't say film, because I just don't want to hear that answer. What do you like to do in your free time, non-football related?
I love the outdoors, so skiing, fishing.
Very cool.
Skiing, everything in the mountains I love.
I got you. That's awesome. Well, Kevin, if we had to give you the choice between playing for the Baltimore Ravens or the Philadelphia Eagles, who would you pick? And I have a feeling I know what you're going to say.
Being with a fellow FCS guy, I think I'd love to learn under Carson Wentz.
Oh, my God.
Kevin, I'll be the first Kevin, I'd be the first to say we'd love to have you.
But what about, let me tell you, Lamar is the man, and he's unbelievably special. So he might be able to add some special skills to my game.
What about the fact that Marcus Peters plays for my Baltimore Ravens? No love there?
Right. No, I love that guy, but he might pick me off a little bit too much. He knows my game.
That's true. He is a beast. All right, Kevin. Well, thank you for coming on the pod. Snapback fam, make sure to go follow Kevin on Instagram and Twitter. Kev, shout out your socials real quick.
Yep. Instagram is Kevin Davidson 10 and Twitter is Kevin QB 10.
Sweet. Well, we are going to root for you to get drafted. We're going to follow your journey. Hopefully, maybe you end up on Hard Knocks. Just don't forget about us when you are starting in the National Football League. That's our only ask. And the fam will support you throughout your career.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me.
Kevin, thanks. And we may need you down the line to referee a me versus Jack spelling bee. So just keep your calendar open from the months of like September to February. Thanks.
Absolutely. Yep. You got my number. So hit me anytime.
Cool. Take it easy, Kevin. Best of luck down the line.
Thank you guys for listening to that episode with Kevin Davidson. Kevin is a super, super nice dude. And I'm rooting for him in the league. We had Bella Alari from Princeton on. We had Kevin Davidson from Princeton on. We got a nice Princeton tie. And now we have a nice quarterback tie in the NFL. Kevin, wherever you land, bro, stay good.